Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Disclaimer before we jump into this conversation here on Men in Woods. Remember, looks are only surface deep, and they don't matter that much, Woods.
Boy, if we were doing this with female managers, we would be up against it today.
That is a double standard.
100%.
Yet, with the male managers, no one seems to mind ranking them based on looks. Our friend Craig Calcaterra, who's going to join us tomorrow at 6:35, does it every year. Annual rankings of these best and worst looking major league managers.
Said his bosses hated it when he first did it. Used to drive his bosses crazy. He said, but it worked. People liked it. I like it. I think it's interesting.
I don't know how you want to go about this, Woods. You have like some favorites? Are you going to just go through his rankings and agree or disagree? How would you like to tackle this subject?
I'll tell you who I'd like to tackle is Craig Calcaterra for putting our beloved Jace Tingler so low on the list.
Who the fudge is Jace Tingler? Did he move up at all from last year?
No.
I don't know. He's still near. He was definitely in the bottom half last year.
He's at 27 out of 30.
Wow, that is low.
I can go back and see what he was last year.
I would have thought he might be helped by the way he wore his mask. I know that factors into the rankings.
He said that Mike Schilt from the Cardinals is more attractive than Jace Tingler. Mike Schilt.
Alex Cora.
Black.
Nothing wrong with Buddy Black's looks. He's got an aristocratic kind of gaze to him. Just looks like he has a confidence.
Derek Shelton from the Pirates. I don't even know who he looks like. I've never even seen him.
Ooh, Jace went down a spot. He was 26 last year.
He's getting uglier. Well, yeah, he's getting older.
Craig Counsell at number 7.
But, I mean, you know, Tony La Russa's back in the game, and he's not an attractive man.
He's dead last.
How did that not move Jace Tingler up a spot?
The only three lower than Jace Pedler.
Jace Pedler has been
Terry Francona, Brian Snitker, and Tony La Russa.
Poor Brian Snitker. Ouch.
This would be awful. If there was a list of San Diego media, and there was like 30 people, and you were 27 on it, I would want to die. I would want to die. There was one years ago. It was like top 10.
Another radio station did like a television anchor's bracket.
Oh, God.
I don't think I even made it into the field. A little bit heartbroken by that.
Well, I mean, TV, you're up against some stiff competition. Radio, not so much.
So I'm trying to figure out who is now number one, because I've not looked at the rankings
yet. I'm looking at the rankings. Give me your guess. I mean, I think it's a no-brainer, right?
Is it a no-brainer?
Wouldn't it be?
Hmm. I can give you your top five in no particular order.
I think a rising newcomer is Baltimore Orioles manager Brandon Hyde.
He's down on the list a little
bit. No? All right.
Yeah.
Who would be your number one? Who's the face? Who looks like chiseled? Handsome, built.
Gabe Kapler?
Of course, right?
Yeah.
You know where they've got him? He's got him in number four. He's got Rocco Baldelli at number one.
Same choices last year.
Which I think is ridiculous. Mike Matheny, who is a very, very handsome man, is number two.
Matheny's definitely was going to be up there.
He is such a stud. Luis Rojas, I have no idea what he looks like. Oh, yeah. Gabe Kapler, Kevin Cash. It's kind of a... He's kind of sloppy in my mind. Dusty Baker is a G. I like Dusty Baker. He's at 6. Craig Council, 7. And on and on and on and on. Dave Roberts, 11. San Diego media favorite, Dave Roberts, number 11. Joe Madden at 15? I don't think so. Boone at 17.
I'm curious, where does Don Mattingly fit
20.
In?
20.
Really, 20?
Not a handsome guy anymore. He used to be a stud back in the day.
Well, I was going to say,
with
yeah.
The
handlebar mustache.
The G, and, my favorite player.
I mean, in a Yankee
up.
Uniform, oh. Don Mattingly
perfect.
Had him swooning in New York
no doubt.
In the 1980s.
He's got like reasoning for each
yeah.
selection, and he goes on and on about Rocco Baldelli. At 27, though, for Tingler, he says, maybe he's better looking than this, but I don't know that I'll ever get over him siding with the opposing manager who called his own star out for allegedly playing the game.
Now, see, that has nothing to do with his looks. It was a...
That's what he said.
Craig is not superficial enough. We want only the most base, superficial appearances to appear in these rankings.
Yeah.
Don't let your own personal feelings
no.
about what kind of person they are color this.
All right, tomorrow, Ben and Woods, we're going to do the women's soccer team, just to be fair.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are, just to be fair. We'll rank them. Can you imagine? Would we be fired?
Probably.
If
they
we
pulled
did
a plug while we're on
we
the
deserve
air.
To be.
Would we do a, what if we did like a hot or not of female sportscasters? Or not hot or not, but look, top 20 in our rankings of female sportscasters, we would get murdered. Deadwood style. Straight razor across the throat on my way out to my car.
Speaking of female sportscasters, Beth Mullins did a great job. We had her on Friday.
That transition.
Was her hearing her call of the Minnesota Vikings game. Got an overtime game against the Jags. Had a really great call on a crazy deflected touchdown early in the game for the Vikings. Sounded great. I retweeted that one and enjoyed that we had her on the show on Friday. That was... the Minnesota Vikings have bounced back, Woods, from a terrible start. If the playoffs started today, the Minnesota Vikings would be the last team in the NFC.
I feel like we just got a very passive-aggressive tweet.
We did. Okay.
From our boss, Adam, who was tweeting from the 97.3 The Fan account.
Oh, boy.
And it's kind of a throwback to the meeting we had last week about talking about more Padres, and here you are talking about the Vikings and their playoff chances when this is out there.
I think Adam would approve, knowing that you're going down a very dangerous road
Me?
Of discussing ranking females based on their looks, and I was just trying to kind of steer you in a new direction. I feel like that's my responsibility.
I would never do that because everyone is beautiful to me. That's how I feel.
That is true.
Beauty is
that's
truly
what Craig Calcaterra should have done.
Beholder.
Is just rank everyone equal.
Equal number one.
Everyone is tied for number one.
Shallow Ben over here.
Anyway, he tweets this. At Ken Rosenthal wonders how motivated Fernando Tatis Jr. may be to sign a contract extension now rather than waiting for a new collective bargaining agreement. He just happened to throw that up right in the middle of that segment. But yeah, I think that's a fair topic to talk about. Would you, if there was a new CBA coming, don't you think you would wait? Or would you want to get in now in case you got screwed later?
That is a good question.
It's a good question.
Because usually players for a long time have always gained a little bit, you know, incrementally in each CBA. You know, starting from the days of the reserve clause when players were basically owned by the owners and they had no recourse whatsoever to make money. And then, you know, free agency finally came to be and arbitration. And slowly and surely the players have gotten more rights over the years. There is a thought that at some point, though, you know, that trend may stop or even reverse a little bit in a pandemic as the owners are going to certainly not want to be expanding free agent rights and maybe rein in some of these big contracts. Of course, the dream of any Major League Baseball owner would be a salary cap of some sort.
Yes.
Yeah, they have a luxury tax right now, which serves as at least an encouragement of a salary cap, but teams still go over it from time to time, you know, when they're going for a win, you know, the penalties get more severe every year consecutively. You're over it. So it does dial teams back a little bit. But,
well, once they hit it and they hit it and they hit it, then immediately they pull back.
But like in the NBA, where, you know, even the top players, I mean, they're getting a lot of money. LeBron James just signed $45 million a year. Anthony Davis, somewhere in that same category. But on an open market, an absolutely true free agent market, LeBron James, how much could he make?
I have no idea.
$100 million a year?
I have no idea.
I mean, there's really almost no upper end to what he might get paid, but the NBA has a very strict salary cap structure, and the stars can only make so much, and it's a lot, but they can't go higher than that. But in Major League Baseball, you know, it's a little more open, a little more of a Wild West.
Well, so Fernando's got 2 full years of service under his belt, so he's 1 year away from his first major payday in arbitration. What does that look like? Arbitration.
First year of arbitration.
First year of arb for a guy that's making, you know, a few hundred grand the last couple of years.
I think he jumps instantly to, you know, 4 or 5 the first year, probably 8 or 9 the second year, maybe, you know, 12 or 13 the third year.
So then after that, that arbitration in year one, then would be four years away from free agency. That's, you know, and it's crazy because we are enjoying this young man tremendously, right? And we just love him, and he's the toast of the city and everything else. Isn't that crazy, man, that that kid's going to have to play, what, 6 years? 6 years at a high level to get that huge payday when we all know he's pretty deserving of it right now. And that's why they go out and they sign Acuna. That's why they go out and they try to get an Ozzie Albies-type deal where you throw it out there and the guy says, yeah, sure, sounds good, I'm happy. But I don't know, man. I think if I'm Fernando Tatis Jr., I wait. You know, there's nothing he can really do right now.
And it's probably best for the Padres to wait as well. Just clarification, that's why I don't expect anything this offseason. It'll probably happen after next season if there's going to be I think there will be a long-term Tatis extension. But the longer it goes, the more nervous you're going to get if you're a Padres fan. Who knows? You know, maybe he and Jace Tingler have a giant blow-up this year. Like, hey, you didn't have my back that first time. This is the last straw. You know, I'm out of here after my my 6 years are up. You don't want to risk anything like that, obviously. I don't foresee that happening, but it is always a, you know, something in the back of your mind.
Yeah, it's such a fine line on. I mean, look, we want to get him locked down ASAP today. That'd be great. Every time we've had Ron Fowler on, I've always given him a platform or AJ Peller and said, hey, how about you announce that Tatis extension right here on this radio program? They never do.
All right, we're playing a game of tug of war, me and Woods, right now.
Why, do you want to talk more Vikings
You're
football?
Tugging toward baseball. I'm tugging toward football. I'm going to pull back this way and say we just had an Adam Schefter bomb. News dropping
more
right
Vikings
now.
Vikings news?
The Jets have fired defensive coordinator Greg Williams.
Shut up. Is it real?
It is.
Did you double check?
It's a real Schefty bomb. After calling for a blitz.
Cover zero.
Against the Raiders on the last play.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The final straw.
Oh, my God.
Greg Williams fired by the New York Jets.
Oh, my God.
Called out by his own players. Like, yeah. I don't know why. And they went through the numbers. In that situation, with 45 yards to go, whatever, they looked back. And, like, in the history of the NFL,
no
one has ever called a blitz in that situation for good reason. You got to cover the receivers. You can't allow a guy to get past your last guy and score a touchdown.
It's almost the hardest throw and catch to make.
It is.
Because it's so, you're like, I can't believe this is happening. I cannot believe. Derek Carr looked up and went, oh, my God, they're bringing the house. All I got to do is throw it up there. That's all I have to do. And then that receiver who gets, 3 yards of separation from the DB, he's like, oh, my God, don't drop it. It was laid in perfectly.
I was watching the highlight earlier. I was telling Ben while you're in the bathroom, like, you can practically hear the cornerback going, oh, crap.
Oh, my God, they fired him this morning. Hey, man, last straw.
You think
you're
so?
Done.
I mean,
do you think they even had to explain it?
He was the orchestrator of Bounty Gate, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's everywhere he's gone, he stepped on toes, but he continues to get jobs in the NFL because his defenses tend to perform better than most in the National Football League, which has ensured his job security one way or another for, you know, a long time. Will this be the end of the road, though, for Greg Williams?
No chance.
You think he'll get another
job? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. I don't know that it'll be a head coaching position. I mean, somebody just tweeted, like, hey, there's going to be 6 head coaching vacancies in the NFL this offseason. So he'll get a look. He'll get some interviews.
No, he's not for head coaching. The defensive coordinator job.
No,
maybe.
For him, yeah. But yeah. He'll get a look.
For defensive coordinators.
He'll get a look as a head coach. Yeah, he'll get an interview.
The Browns wouldn't even make him the head coach when he was like the interim.
That's true, and he actually did okay.
And they still couldn't. I mean, that was just too hot to handle even for the Browns.
Wow. Now they got him.
All right. We need a contestant for our new time of Real or Fake. If you'd like a chance to win the Las Vegas getaway here in the month of December, we will do that coming up next. Give us a call now, 833-288-0973. One contestant, best of seven. Woods can be your lifeline. Help you on any question you want. Makes it a lot easier to get four out of the seven right. 833-288-0973. The new time of Real or Fake, 8:20 each morning. We're going to do that coming up next on Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.